September 10, 2025. Today's robotics news is dominated by a significant advancement in surgical robotics, spearheaded by researchers at Saarland University's Hamburg campus. The team has announced the development of a completely pin-free robotic surgery system designed for joint replacements, marking a potential paradigm shift in minimally invasive surgical procedures. This innovation, detailed on the Azure Robotics Co. website source, https://www.azurobotics.co, focuses on eliminating the traditional reliance on bone pins and external infrared cameras, utilizing instead a sophisticated network of integrated sensors for autonomous navigation and precise 3D modeling. Pin-free joint replacements, a new era in surgical precision. Core of the breakthrough lies in the Hamburg campus team's development of a robotic system capable of performing joint replacements without the need for the standard practice of inserting bone pins to stabilize the new joint. Traditionally, surgeons have used these pins, often in conjunction with external infrared cameras, to guide the robotic arm during the procedure. However, this new system employs an array of sensors integrated directly into the robotic arm itself. These sensors continuously scan the surgical area, creating a dynamic, real-time 3D model of the patient's joint. This model is then used by the robot's AI-powered control system to autonomously navigate and execute the replacement with unprecedented accuracy. The goal was to minimize invasiveness while maintaining the highest level of surgical precision, explained Dr. Klaus Richter, lead researcher on the project, in a statement released this morning. By eliminating the need for external cameras and relying solely on the robot's internal sensors, we've significantly reduced the risk of complications and improved the patient's recovery time. The system's autonomous scanning and navigation capabilities are key to its design. Instead of a surgeon manually controlling the robotic arm via an external camera feed, the robot independently assesses the surgical field and adjusts its movements accordingly. This removes the potential for human error and allows for a more controlled and refined procedure. The 3D model isn't just for navigation. It's also used to ensure that the new joint is positioned perfectly, maximizing stability and functionality. Agricultural robotics advances, autonomous pollination robots introduced. Beyond the surgical innovation, today's robotics news also includes developments in agricultural robotics. Several companies have announced the introduction of autonomous AI-powered pollination robots designed to assist corn crops. These robots are intended to improve pollination efficiency and, consequently, reduce crop loss, a significant concern for farmers facing increasingly unpredictable weather patterns. All specific details regarding the robot's design and operational capabilities remain limited at this time. The announcement highlights a broader trend of integrating robotics and AI into farming practices. The development of these autonomous pollination robots represents a tangible step towards greater automation in agriculture, aiming to address challenges related to labor shortages and the need for optimized crop yields. Farm Robotics Challenge announced, encouraging student innovation. Adding another layer to today's robotics developments is the announcement of the 2026 Farm Robotics Challenge. This initiative, supported by details not provided in source material, is designed to encourage student teams to develop practical robotics and drone solutions for addressing real-world farming problems. The challenge will provide a platform for students to showcase their ingenuity and contribute to the advancement of robotics technology within the agricultural sector. The challenge will likely focus on developing solutions for tasks such as crop monitoring, precision irrigation, and automated harvesting, areas where robotics and drone technology are already demonstrating significant potential. Education and robotics research outreach receives funding boost. Furthermore, several schools have received grants to enhance their STEM and robotics programs. These grants are intended to promote early exposure to coding and teamwork through hands-on robotics activities. The emphasis on early STEM education reflects a growing recognition of the importance of cultivating the next generation of robotics engineers and innovators. The funding will likely be used to purchase robotics kits, develop curriculum, and provide training opportunities for students and educators. Limited updates on industrial robotics. Notably, there were no significant updates reported today regarding major industrial robotics manufacturers such as Boston Dynamics, ABB, or FANUC. Similarly, there were no major breakthroughs announced in the areas of humanoid or soft robotics. However, the advancements unveiled today, particularly the Saarland University's surgical robotics system, represent a crucial integration of sensor technology and AI for autonomous control. Summary of developments, September 10, 2025. today's robotics news was primarily shaped by two key developments. The unveiling of a pin-free robotic surgery system developed by Saarland University's Hamburg campus team, utilizing integrated sensors for autonomous navigation during joint replacement procedures, and the introduction of autonomous AI-powered pollination robots for corn crops. Additionally, the announcement of the 2026 Farm Robotics Challenge and funding for STEM and robotics programs in schools rounded out the day's news. While industrial robotics advancements remained quiet, the surgical robotics innovation and agricultural applications represent significant steps forward in the integration of robotics and AI across diverse sectors. The focus remains on practical applications and technological advancements, rather than large-scale breakthroughs in humanoid or soft robotics. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.